He's got so many chances today here at Rose Hill for Godolphin. Morning to you, James.
Hi, Andrew. Hi, Duff. How are you?
Yeah, all hands on deck this week as far as the media is concerned.
Well, yeah, you've done everything. But Duff came in this morning, James, and said, I wonder if James will need some help to saddle up today. I'm willing to go down and help him.
Put a blue jacket on and amongst the team there.
Well, you got to earn your blue jacket, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You get a hat. You know, 2 years service, you get a hat.
Oh, fair dinkum. Please, I've got a Godolphin jacket that Sayed bin Sarraw gave me the first one when he came to Sandown.
That's the last... I'll tell you something, I get plenty of help training them. I'm no shortage of help saddling them up either, don't worry.
Exactly.
Mate, it is, I mean, we'll get down to business and talk about them, but, I mean, how big is this for Sheikh Mohammed to have so many runners in a golden slipper?
Well, in a way, it's not actually about how many we've got in the field. It's about having young horses on the way up that look to have loads of promise, and thereby a diverse group of stallions. Each and every one of them is by these horses that are in the field are by a different stallion, and you know that from our perspective, that really feels to us like there's a good future ahead. It feels to us like everything's coming together in the right way, and we know that it's generating great interest abroad from the whole worldwide organisation of Godolphin to have their eyes for a day on this race that helps shape the breeding landscape of Australian racing.
Yeah, well, just running through the microphone, well, he'd be a popular result for the stud, being the colt of the team here. 3 weeks between runs, it sounds like you've kept him stimulated. Did I hear you took him to the races and you've taken him to Osborne Park and just kept him active?
Yeah, he's been in work a good while, that horse, but he has the capacity to do very well between runs. So it was important that we gave him the right amount leading into this. It's going to be high pressure, and he's going to need to be stronger than ever before, that horse. And just seeing him sort of a bit below where he was in the Tallinn Dirt when winning the Skyline was really perfect for me coming into the absolute grand final. But I needed the horse to be absolutely ready, and we took him out to Osborne Park on Tuesday morning and he exploded in a gallop. So I'm very pleased with his condition. And look, yes, we took him out to Rose Hill because he's never been there. A number of our runners don't have a great amount of Rose Hill experience, but this is one golden slipper, interestingly, that is full of horses just about that don't have that much experience at Rose Hill. And I think that the horse is extremely well for the occasion. And he's our only colt, but this is one race of the year that you have too much respect for the race at hand to be trying to be cute about only running the colt for the sake of the whole operation. I think the fillies would equally be a big result in their own way because of the magnitude of the race.
Of course. Yeah, look, Tenley hasn't put a foot wrong.
Tenley's untapped. Who knows quite how good that filly could be. And you have to have an amazing amount of respect for her final furlong, because she came from an impossible position to win on debut, to claim a very capable favourite that day. And on resumption this campaign, she's just savaged the line at Randwick both times on that big track. And although it's her first experience at Rose Hill, running such a strong 1200 last time convinces me that she'll cope with the high speed on up front, and she's going to have to produce another personal best, but she's got the scope to do that. She just has that X factor about her, and that wariness that you need to have for an unbeaten starter and a golden slipper is there in her example.
Is Pinsec untapped?
She is, that filly. She toughed it out on debut, very, very impressively. the way that she was able to pick herself up off the canvas from a wide run, that you just don't see two-year-olds win like that. And I held her back and trialled her at Canterbury in an important set of barrier trials that morning. There were a number of very, very good horses trialling that morning. Yes, 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 Exhilarate, Dubious, Hightail, they were all there. And she got up to win her trial nicely, but you wouldn't think she, you know, you'd get too carried away by the performance, and her rider certainly wasn't. But she just went right on with it in the little bit of time between that trial and the Canberra Black Opal, to the point where I was happy to pull out Bivouac from the Black Opal and throw him in the deep end in the Todman, because I knew how well she was going, and she just put four lengths on a Group 2 place getter. She put five lengths on the Canterbury winner. And, you know, that was a sign of intent from Pinsec, that she was up and ready to go at 6 furlongs, right on early in the prep.
What are your comments on the other two fillies, Kiamichi and Exhilarates?
Well, firstly, I'd say Exhilarates is a bit the forgotten horse, and every big Group 1 has a forgotten horse. You could really write the storyline of how she could become a Golden Slipper winner. She performed magnificently in the Magic Millions. By no means, I think, will that go down as her best ever performance. She squeezed up at the start and not everything went her way. Didn't exactly have sort of the race run to suit advantage. And yet she was able to come over the top of a horse that got the gun run through on the inside. So with that 8 weeks between runs, she met her fitter and flash stablemate Tenley in the Riesling to only go down by a sort of a neat length and a half, but be strong through the line and drawing away from the other place getter, I thought was excellent and was just the right form cycle to see her springboard into a better performance than she's ever shown. And, you know, from her perspective, being drawn out there, thankfully it is a wet track, and wet tracks in Golden Slippers do tend to bring those drawn wider into the race a lot more than in other years.
Resin in the first, tricky draw, but she's got the right stats.
I just go to one, before we move on from Kiamichi, you know, that she's a sidestep filly that jumped out of the ground on the wet last week, and she's got the action to pull herself through that sort of going. She is so fresh, that filly, since winning last week. She's bursting through the box in her door yesterday, and we've had the vets ride over her just to ensure that everything's right. But she's very well, that filly, and I think that she's capable of going a little bit better than last week. Although I do concede she's got a lot of ground to make up on the horse that won the Colts division on the same day.
Okay, that's very interesting, because she did do it both ends. Resin in the first, she's got the right stats here, just needs a bit of luck in running.
Yeah, she's not drawn to get the best run of the race, but she's very, very capable in the wet. She enjoys her performance the second up. She's unbeaten in 2 second up runs. And I saw the form last night through Sprite Franks quite nicely in the William Reid, when that mare was very, very strong through the line after just claiming her late, giving her a little bit of weight away last start. Resin can run very well at Rosehill there today.
Wagner, stiffest test, but good winning first up.
Yeah, and he won first and second up last preparation. I think he deserves a little crack at this, but there are some very, very promising three-year-olds in this race, and it'll be a very strong test for that horse.
Etymology's found a new lease of life. How's he returned from his travelling?
He's returned well. I gave you the opportunity to see him in a mid-prep trial to have his fitness right up for this. He can get through the going. He's won on all going, that horse. In fact, he's even won on the synthetic. But he was disappointing last time, and you're going to be wary of that. But you have to be aware that there were travel complications getting that horse down to Tasmania, and he arrived there later than I would have liked. Of course, we weren't to know that it had affected him quite so much. But on reviewing his performance, he just couldn't have been the same horse as a result of that complication, and I'd put a pen through that performance.
Aramayo race 4, you'd be looking forward to getting him up in distance in the next couple of runs.
That's right, and you couldn't conceivably expect him to be beating the favourite, but I think with the right run, he's capable of running a good race. I was pleased to get the 9 furlong run into him early in the preparation, and he'll be nicely fit coming off a hard run, 1,600 metres in the Randwick innings.
Villiers, do you want to make any explanations for his Australian Cup defeat?
Oh, look, he got a bit of a black eye in the run, but most things went his way. As a trainer, I look at the horse, I convince myself that he's all right to push on with, that he pleases me since then, and the bottom line is I just need to move on. I think that over time these horses do revert to the mean, and that horse is just doing too well for him not to be doing anything other than running a good race today.
The Galaxy, a couple of three-year-olds. Viridian, he's, well, he was terrific first up as a gelding, and he gets his chance to stand up here.
Yeah, he returned with a personal best as a gelding first time, and I thought his effort was slashing at weight for age, unsuitably at weight for age against Red Bell and the horse of Joe Pride's Ball of Muscle. And in a strongly run 1,000, that's really brought him on nicely. He's strong for today. He presented nicely into this race 12 months ago off a performance in the challenge that wasn't quite so good. But he has had a much better fortnight going into this than he did 12 months ago, in my opinion. And in a good Galaxy, a really high-class Galaxy, I think he's capable of running well.
Encryption's out of a very strong Newmarket.
Yeah, and you know what? Only the start before that, he got beaten a lip in the Oakley Plate at Group 1 handicap over 1,100 metres. I think he can be the type of horse that could give these a scare so far down in the weights, because he's got that ability and he's got a recent performance that puts him in the mix.
And you finish with Hamatin. She'll whack away around the mark again.
Yeah, and hopefully she enjoys stepping up to 1,900 metres. And the moisture in the track could well and truly be much more to her liking than the firmness of Randwick a couple of weeks ago.
I respect that you may not be able to answer this, but have you got any specific horse on top in the slipper?
You know, every day I look at the horses a couple of times a day before they go on the track most of all, and then coming back through the stables. And the beautiful thing about this group of two-year-olds for me is that on any given day I might change my opinion, because each and every one of them is going forward. They're lightly raced. Exhilarates has had the most experience of any of my horses. She's had 6 starts. But you can just tell that she improved from that Riesling Stakes effort. So to cut the answer short, I can't split them, because there are times when one just catches the light and looks outstanding and you think, well, she can win second up even if it is a golden slipper. And on another occasion, you step into a Colt's box and he just turns around and he looks at you and you just get that feeling from him that this is a serious horse. And on another occasion, you recall once you hear a filly like Exhilarate squealing going past you on the track, the massive performance in the Magic Millions where she was able to overcome adversity. And you think, God, how could I count a horse like that out of this race? I must say it's an enviable position, a very enviable position for our stable to be in. And the staff have been excited for a long time going into this race. I mean, they call it a target race, but what two-year-old isn't targeting the Golden Slipper when they've got abilities like this? And the staff have had a... The staff this week, they've just had a quiet lull over them as they prepare for the storm today, and hopefully it goes our way.
Good luck to you, James, with all of them. Hope it's a ripper.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.